The following is an article from the Bridgeport Times and Evening Farmer, established 1790, Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thursday, August 19th, 1920. Price, 2 cents. Headline, Two Ask to Vote Here. Bridgeport registrars, probably the first in the country to receive applications for the franchise. Requests made this morning. 23,000 women are eligible here. Two women filed applications to be made voters this morning in the Office of the Registrars of Voters in the City Hall. The first Bridgeport woman to present an application, now that Tennessee has ratified the suffrage amendment, was Mrs. Edith M. F. O'Hara, an employee of the Contract and Supply Office in the City Hall. Miss Florence Clancy, of 205 East Main Street, was the second applicant. More applications are expected during the day. Selectmen and the town clerk are preparing for the rush of new applicants, which is expected to start today, and according to statements made this morning, are well able to handle the situation. At the present time, there are approximately 23,000 male voters in Bridgeport, and it is believed that the same number of women will be made eligible through the advent of national suffrage. It is not expected, however, that more than 10,000 applications will be made by Bridgeport women this fall. All applications are to be made at the registrar's office in the City Hall and may be entered any time from the present date until October 4th at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. New women voters will be made between October 8th and 15th, the same as the men. William F. Lounsbury and Thomas F. White, Registrars of Voters, will administer the oath to the new voters. In discussing the suffrage success this morning, City Clerk J. Alex H. Robinson, former chairman of the Republican Town Committee, said, "I am very much pleased that Tennessee has ratified the suffrage amendment. I have always been in favor of women's suffrage, and my only regret is that Connecticut was not the state to put it across."